Hello. I feel like I'm on a throne a bit right now, but Jesus is on the throne. Let's start with that. Tonight, I'm going to be speaking about the love of God. I like that topic. One, because it's very vast and I can really talk about anything without technically straying from what I'm meaning to talk about. So leaving some room for ADHD there. But number two, because in my life, it's been the most life-changing and life-giving thing to ever happen to me. So, where am I? 5 seconds in and I've already lost my train of thought. I actually, when I was preparing for this, had a bunch of different stuff kind of come to mind, but it always keeps circling back to the love of God because it's what it's all about. So let's talk about it. All right, to start with, can we all agree that we are people who are called to love one another? Cool. John 13:35, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. So we agree on that. And then, okay, so if we're called to love, then who is our best role model to learn how to love from? Jesus, yay. okay, so if we're called to love and we're called to love like Jesus, then how does God love? How do we find out? And also, okay, so we look at the Word, we look at the Bible for that to find out about him and how he loves. But just to clarify, even with the Bible, God and his love is actually incomprehensible. You know, there aren't enough words to give a comprehensive account of who he is, but the Bible is completely filled with his truth and his expressions of his kindness. So that's why, that's where we go. So with that being said, let's look at some Bible verses. I'm going to be going through this fairly quickly, so you can like flip through your Bibles really fast and keep up, but just listen as well. It's fine. All right, so Psalm 86:15 says, "But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness." So, whiteboard time. God's love is merciful. Is that too small? All right. Bit small, all right. Move up. okay, so his love is merciful. It is gracious. it's, okay, I'm going to have to write a bit faster. Slow to anger. Oh dear. it's abundant and it is steadfast and what else is it? It is, oh, his love is faithful. That's a great one. Okay. So, okay, and Deuteronomy 7 verse 9 is, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. So, my favorite bit of that is his love keeps covenant. And another way to say that is also his promises. All right. And then a classic, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." So his love is also self-sacrificial and it gives everything for us. So it makes... Okay. So, and then Romans 5:8, "God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." So, he loves us regardless of how broken we are. So, he loves us because he loves us, not because of anything that we can do. He loves the broken. Sweet. All right. And obviously, I'm including this one, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4-8, because you can't really talk about the love of God without quoting it. So love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And that literally is just amazing. Like, everything about that verse is just so cool. But to save myself from writing every single one of those on the board, I just want to focus on that last bit. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. So what I take from that is that his love always, always, always loves. It's never off. He's always engaged and he always shows us his love. So that's the whiteboard for now. And the love of God is so unique and incredible. And it's because it's not based on, like, it's not like our human love. It's not based on our feelings. It's actually based on a choice. So that's like a massive thing, and very different to the love that we as human beings kind of naturally go for or express. And human love can be like flimsy and erratic and temperamental, and that's often because we love directly out of our emotions, which is very stupid, really, like quite dangerous. Because when you base your love on emotion, it's unpredictable and untrustworthy because it can change whenever your emotions change. And whenever your feelings for someone change, your love for them can disappear like that. And that type of love is like fully based on the other person rather than based on what's going on in your heart. It's how they act, how they treat me, that determines whether I'm going to love them or not, which is rubbish. So, you know, if someone's kind to you, you love them, but if they're not considerate, then you're going to shut them out or distance yourself from them because it hurts, which is a natural instinct, but it's actually not healthy loving in the body of Christ. And I see so many people, or, you know, so many people think that when you feel like you love someone, that means that you love them, but actually, like, in reality, you probably feel loved by them and therefore think that you love them, when it's actually you just love how they make you feel. I see a bunch of people confusing that feeling with like, oh, I love them so much, when it's like, oh, actually, I just feel really loved by them and they make me feel nice. So it's not the same, which it can be easy to confuse. But yeah, so in brutal honesty, it's actually quite selfish to love like that. Dare I say, not really love at all. It's actually like a twisted and skewed version of love. Like, it's the world's attempt of polluting like the holy love that we have from God, that we've actually been lavished with and called to become and to express as well. So, on to God's love. Thanks. Okay, so the pure and whole love of God that the Bible talks about isn't based on emotion, but it's based on choice. And that's way more solid and steadfast than the love of humans. His love is so powerful because it's not based on anyone else. It's based completely like on him, which means it's completely unconditional. You know, our love's conditional because it's based on other people, but his love is because he's chosen. So, yeah, his love's completely unconditional, and it's always engaged. It's never slacking or slipping. He consistently and constantly loves us because he made a choice to, and he doesn't go back on his word. Yeah. And so the only way to consistently love people is if you choose to love them rather than loving them out of your emotions or letting your love come out of your feelings. And also, do want to quickly say, like, just because God's love isn't dependent on feelings doesn't mean that it isn't, like, emotionless. Like, God feels like we are supposed to feel. You know, it's great. Do it, please. The love of God is wildly compassionate and kind and thoughtful, but like, and it touches your heart, of course, but it's not from that he loves us, which is why we're safe with him. yeah, and just, I, like, this was just a random thing I added, just to, yeah, anyway. I will often be, like, thinking about someone that I love and then just start crying, because you, in those moments, you can experience the love of God for people, and you just, you know, you're like, oh, I'm so overcome with emotion for this person because you love them and because you're feeling love for them. So you do feel love, but it's just like, that's just one part. You know, the feeling that we like experience should be motivating us to act like we love people and to express our love for people. And I've written here, yeah, your feeling should accompany your action and your sacrifice for people. And Stu mentioned this morning, 1 Corinthians 13:1, you know, if you speak in the tongues of blah, 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 but have not love, whatever, clanging gong, something. So I want to be clear, like, without love, whatever you're doing and whatever your, like, actions are, they're actually useless. Like, and it's all a waste if you don't have love. It's a waste, and it's, without the Holy Spirit doing all this stuff, it's all a waste. So you got to partner with that, but you use that to motivate you into loving people better and like more consistently and like in the love of God rather than like human love. Yeah. Yeah, so it's all a waste if you don't have love, but true love is expressed. So that's important, because love without action or expression isn't really love. Love isn't just when you feel a certain way in your heart for someone, as much as like that's what media kind of has made it into. You know, all movies is like, oh, I just feel such love for this person, and then they get married and live happily ever after, and it doesn't actually work like that. And if you've tried that, then you know it doesn't work like that. Because it's, you really love the people who you learn to serve and act, you know, express your love for and sacrifice for. And I was super challenged by this because, you know, I mean, everyone's had people in your lives that are harder to love than others. that you really want to love, but it's just difficult. you know, I had someone where I was like, God, I love this person. My heart loves them and I'd never want anything bad to happen to them. You know, I don't want them to die. But like, I don't want to serve them. I don't really want to be around them. Everything they say is really quite annoying. And so, and then God said to me, yeah, she's like my honesty with the Lord there. God said, well, Laura, you don't really love them. I was like, ooh. Oh, no. Yes, I do. Of course I do. I love people. I love people, okay? And then the Lord's like, well, you've been pretty bad at loving them. Quite rubbish. And if the way you say that you feel about them hasn't translated into your actions and behavior, then how deeply do you really feel what you're saying you're feeling? So if you say you feel like this, then let your actions show it. So that was a bit of a little bit of a whip there for me. So I was kind of, yeah, love those. So yeah, I was super challenged and was like, oh yeah, just as faith without deeds is dead, love without expression isn't true love. Yeah, big thing there. Yeah, okay, where are we? 1 John 3:16 to 18. So this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. And I love that verse. And I'm going to read the way that the Message puts it, because it's pretty cool as well. Okay, so yeah, 16 is, this is how we've come to understand and experience love. Christ sacrificed his life for us. This is why we ought to live sacrificially for our fellow believers and not just be out for ourselves. So I like that, how that puts it, as like, rather than just a one-time dying for someone, which was enough, thank you, Jesus, but in our kind of lives, in our sphere, loving actually looks like we're living sacrificially for like people constantly. And then 18, the next bit of that is, my dear children, let us not just talk about love, let us practice real love. This is the only way we'll know we're truly living in God's reality. So the only way that we know that we are truly living in God's reality is if we are practicing our love. If we're practicing God's love, you know, which is a love based not on a feeling, but on a choice. Cool. So we have to be people who choose to love and choose to choose to love and choose to choose to choose to love, no matter how many choices it takes to make. Especially in a world that is so broken and imperfect, because if we, especially as Christians, based our love on how other people were treating us, then we would never talk to anyone, ever, really. Like, honestly, if like you base that, then you're quickly going to be burnt and just an isolated person. I don't know, you can't, I don't know. Anyway, so if we base our love on our feelings, it does not go well. Because there are plenty of things that would not be easy, that would be easy not to love. Like, I do things that make it hard to love me. I'm telling you. No, I know. but I do, sometimes. Rarely, but sometimes. but praise the Lord that he's made a choice about me, you know? Like, thank you, Jesus. Honestly, all the time is just thank you, Jesus. That was stupid. Thank you, Lord. You've forgiven me already. Like, I'm sorry. I'm going to not do it again. Thank you, Lord. But his forgiveness just remains with me that whole time because he made that choice. Because it would be so easy for him to run away or leave me when I do something stupid, because he does feel emotions when we, you know, when we don't listen or when we push him away, even though he knows that we should. It's not like he just sits there going, you know, he's not a robot. You know, he actually is like, oh, I really want you, my daughter, to be living in your full potential right now, but you're not. You're choosing not to. However, he has chosen me and he chooses to love me every single minute. So anytime I can do something stupid, he, and it's kind of cool because Jace was singing about like how the Lord just, even when you fall, he sits with you and he's like, it's okay, we still have time, let's just get up and do it better. And I've got here, yeah, even when I do something stupid, he could turn around and say, I told you so, like, see ya. But instead, he gets down in the dirt with me and says, I love you, let's do this together. We can still go from here. It's like all is not lost. Nothing is wasted. So yeah, his grace is awesome. Thank you, Lord. And that is the kind of love that we are called to become. You know, the kind of love that loves when it could justifiably really turn away in pride. And that's also a big thing that I want to talk about. Because pride is a major enemy to love. It constricts us and entangles us, and it, oh, what else does it do? and it like poisons our heart without even like us sometimes knowing that it's there. And I hate that because it's so sneaky, because like its very being like doesn't want you to know that it's there, because it doesn't want, you know, pride doesn't want to admit that it's too proud to admit that it's there and that it's prideful and it, everything, and it just hides within itself and within itself. It makes you too proud to admit that you have pride. And it could be so easily rationalized and justified, which is really where it gets people. Because I always hear like, hey, I have the right to feel this way. I'm allowed to feel like this. My emotions are valid. I can be angry and all those sorts of things. And obviously, as I said before, I'm all for feeling things and for acknowledging how you feel, because you can't just let it sit there and bubble, or you can't just sweep it because it's not healthy. But like, emotions are valid, but the way you're acting because of your emotions are not valid right now. You know, your thoughts towards this person because of how you feel is like, that's not okay. So you're holding bitterness to someone, against someone, you know, and that's not love. You're withdrawing from someone without communicating your issues because they did genuinely hurt you, but you're just running away rather than talking about it, and that's not love. Or you're pretending everything is okay to their face, but then talking to whoever would like to hear about this person, and that's not love. You know, that's actually exactly what the devil wants from you. And you can feel what you feel, as I said, feel your emotions, like process them, give them to the Lord. But like, as soon as your feelings start to negatively affect your thoughts or your actions, that's when you've let feelings hinder your ability to love someone. And that's like, that's a big deal that people often just kind of let slide because it's because of pride or whatever it is, like just makes it so easy to justify that, you know, we can hide behind, oh, but I am allowed to feel emotions. And of course you are, but like you're actually, your actions are coming straight out of that. And you're not choosing to love this person right now. Yeah. And that's why it's so important that we make the choice to love people. Like, so it is of utmost importance. We've got to be people, yeah, who love everyone wildly and consistently, regardless of how they act. Like, we have to manage to, somehow, by the grace of God, we have to manage to love the people who love us really well and the people who hate us. Like, who literally hate us, you have to be able to love them and show your love for them in the same way that you would for a brother or a father or a friend. Because that's the love of Jesus. You know, the love of Jesus doesn't discriminate, and it doesn't love the people who do really well, and it doesn't, you know, go down for how annoying you are on the list, you know. It loves everyone wildly and, like, expressively, and it chases after everyone. It's not like, you know, it doesn't leave anyone out. And it's, the thing, you know, everyone's his favorite. Like, I like that. I find it hard to comprehend, but I like it because all of us are like his favorite us. And so, like, and he loves us as like, you are my one love. And he manages to do that for all of us, but we each need to hold on to that, you know? Like, oh, wow, Jesus, I am the one that you love. Like, I'm your one, I'm your favorite. And that's amazing, and you're his favorite, you know, but we're all his favorite in our own way. And that doesn't matter. It doesn't, you know, end at the walls of the building. It goes out, like, that homeless person you see on the street every time you walk by, that is the lover of God. Like, that's the beloved, and that person riding their scooter is beloved by the Lord. You know, you don't have to know them for the Lord to adore them. And like the Lord, yeah, has chosen every single person, regardless of what they look like or where they're from or what they believe. And if we're called to love like that, then that's what we have to do as well. We have to be able to love without boundaries and without, well, healthy boundaries, but without borders and without, like, we can't try and put our love in a box, because that's not how the Lord did it. He pushes expectations and shows up in ways that you wouldn't have thought he would. Or, you know, it looks different than you thought it was, but that's exactly why it's so incredible, because it's always constant, and it's always, yeah, it always loves. Yeah, so regardless, yeah, loving people regardless of how they act, blah, blah, blah. It's not about them. Yeah, it's on us. That's the love of God. So it's, yeah, that's also why, like, how we keep ourselves accountable. Because I know for me, any time that I'm starting to, like, my grace is starting to run out for someone, I'm like, well, that's on you, Laura. That's your fault, really. It's like, you need to spend more time in the presence of God, or you need to actually give it to God. If you're letting yourself get all worked up about something, then that's you. Like, it's not, you can't get away with harboring bitterness when you have made the choice as well, because you've decided, I'm not going to love people because of them. I'm going to love them because I love them, because God loves them, because Jesus has so much grace for me, which then you have this level of responsibility because you know that that's what you've decided. And so from then you don't let anything fester or sit around and get all weird. You immediately have to be like, okay, I've decided this. I have no excuse right now. I'm going to give it to you, Lord. Like, thank you, God. Deal with this. Help me process this. But I just want to love this person. Yeah. So the love of God is a love that died for us while we were still the ones putting him on the cross. That's just wild, because, you know, now we are risen with him. But when he died for us, we, like, didn't know him. We weren't with him. It said, somewhere in the Bible, Satan was our father. Yikes. Like, but he actually took us and was like, no, I am, like, your destiny now. I am your father. You are my children. You have all the rights of being a child now. But when, like, before, he died for us still when we weren't. He died for us at the chance that we would come to him. It wasn't even like a you know, a thing that was like, oh, as soon as I die on the cross, the entire world will be saved. It like will come to me. It was, I'm going to die because I love these people, and then they can make their choice because I've given them the power of choice. And then, so he, Jesus died, the Son of God died at the chance that we would, you know, come to him when he calls us. Because he is, he's always calling us and always running after us, but we still have to be the ones to make the decision. And that's just crazy. So, such a risk, but he just, you know, has such a big heart for us that he did it anyway. Yeah. Thank you. Kind of written these here, not really for a reason, but just because I know that when I learn, like, I like to engage as many senses as possible. But you can dwell on this if you like. It's quite early. Have I been going like for 5 minutes? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I do want to do some a thing or two tonight. Where, yeah, if, I don't know, can I kind of close-ish with some prayer? All right. If you, and this is kind of brave, people, but if you have been loving people out of your emotions, or if you've been struggling to choose anyone, or if you're just hungry to love more and more like Jesus in whatever way, shape, or form that is, and that should be all of us, so I'm expecting you all to stand up. I want you to stand up, and I'm going to pray. Cool. All right. I'll just wait for all of you to get up. Cool. All right. Okay. Cool. All right. Close your eyes, everyone. Thank you, Jesus, for all of us here tonight, God. Yeah. Thank you that your love is a love that's solid and secure and unthreatened and so constant, God. Yeah, thank you that you chose us once and for all, Lord, and we're so safe in that, Father. Would you expand us every day to look and love more like you? We want to be like you, and we want to have endless grace and patience for people like you. Yeah, get rid of any semblance of pride and change our mindsets where they're like gross or twisted, Lord, or just a bit off. Just, yeah, give us fresh perspective on people, Lord. And, yeah, give us your heart for people, Lord. We want your emotion for people, and we want your the ability to make a choice, Lord. So would you just, yeah, would you give us your heart and your feelings for people, and just your crazy, wild love, Lord, and just give us the strength and the, even just remind us, Lord, that we are people who should choose love. And let that spread to the people who are around us, Lord, that we can just be people who love everyone wildly and consistently, and it always loves, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you give us the love that always loves and that it always protects and trusts, Father. Yeah, would you let us be role models in the community and in our spheres, Jesus, and just that, yeah, people would be wildly impacted and changed by the fact that we choose to love them regardless, Jesus. Yeah, Lord, just make us like you, more and more like you every day, every second, Jesus. Amen.